Extra, the episode of Injury Time where we bring to you interviews that we have done with players, coaches and others who are related to the Indian football game. So for this week's podcast, before we get into it, let's introduce Naveen.
Hi, what's up?
And we are back into our old studio, so to speak.
Yeah, so old studio.
Yeah, so this is a special episode. We had an interview done with Carles Cuadret, who is the assistant manager for Bangalore FC. And this interview is slightly dated because it happened before the final of the AFC Cup. So there will be a little, you know, talk on that match. But on the whole, the conversation that we had for him, I mean, with him, has been a riveting one. And I feel...
Yeah, revolved around his time and space.
Yeah, and it
included with the La Masia Academy.
Yes, too. It includes his time in Barcelona, in Galatasaray, back in Saudi Arabia. His time in Spain as a young player and a model.
Yeah.
Anecdotes with Arda Turan, Iniesta, Messi.
Yeah. And
he speaks about improving Indian football from the youth level and what we have to do about it. It's a very holistic conversation. So we hope you enjoy it. And yeah. Anything else to add, Naveen?
Nothing. I think you said it all.
Yeah. So please enjoy.
Coach, a big match coming up. How is the team preparing and how upbeat is this whole squad?
We are very happy with the attitude of all the players and all the staff around, because we feel that all of us know how important is that game, but at the same time we are not overexcited or underexcited. I mean, we are doing the work in the professional way, trying to work in all the aspects of the game, all the situations that we can manage, if we are winning, if we are losing, if we are tied. So really, it's being a very useful week of work for that game.
Coach, you have worked in Saudi Arabia, you have worked in Turkey. So how much of the club do you know compared to, I mean, it's close to the areas where you work, the Middle East and stuff like that.
Well, every culture has their different ways to work about football. So it has been, for example, in Turkey, you know that they are with a long, long tradition and with a very big league, with a lot of supporters that really love the game. So what we feel here in India is that things are starting around football in that kind of big show happening, not for a long time. So it means that we feel that the country wants to enjoy the game, but still it's having different steps about to make it big. So at that point we feel really happy of the work that Bangalore has been doing only 3 years, because they have reached these three titles until now, and now they are putting the name of India in the big scenario with that final for first time for an India club. So we think that India, of course, has started with the football more than 100 years ago, but it's really now that the things are going in a way that I'm sure that in the next 10 years it's going to happen a lot of things and a lot of increasing of the level of the Indian football, because you can see the energy around that it's working to make that it happen.
And so in the last match after the press conference, Roca said that you worked a lot on the set pieces that showed in the match very well. So what are the things that you worked on, and what is your take?
We know actually that one of each three goals in all the world of football, it's happening because of the set pieces. So we have to prevent that, and at the same time we have to take advantage of that. So we have a video analyst, Alwin, that is working really hard. He's a very good professional, and we say to him the image that he has to cut to show to the players. So there is that first step to decide what we want to do, to show to the players, and then there is the trainings in the pitch that every game we do at least two practical sessions just regarding to the set pieces. So we are all very happy, because in the last game it was very important. Two of the three goals was of the set pieces, but not only of goals. As you can see in the rest of the situations, always there was something happening. And one of the things that make us proud is that the players have understand the importance of that. And there was one special moment in the game that we were losing 0-1, that from the 38 minute to the 79 minute, there is four set pieces actions happening that maybe only the players know that, the players and us, of course, because it looks normal situations in the game. But even the throw-ins are worked in a way that we can get the shoot of Sunil to the goal. It was a corner kick, and then the corner was the goal. So it was not only the corner, there was a set piece strategy before that corner. So we feel really happy of how the things are going in that point.
So with this coaching, one second, this is the follow-up. With this coaching thing that you set up, so how do you share responsibility with the head coach? So who is the technical man, who is the manager, yeah. How is the responsibility?
Of course, there is a lot of details behind any session or any football game. So he told to me just 2 years ago when we started in El Salvador, he as the first coach and me as an assistant, that I focus to be the main responsible in that kind of set pieces aspects. So it was working well in El Salvador, and now it's working well here. So we are working like this. He is more focused in all the thousands and thousands of aspects that there is about tactical situations. But the set pieces strategy is more in my hands.
It was similar to the follow up on the set piece questions against Tampines Rovers in the second leg. There was that Vinith running off and the pass coming in. Then there was a one here again that was a pullback and then another pass. So how do you assess the situation beforehand to say, okay, is there something the way they defend that you decide to do that?
Yeah, we have we analyze the opponent. We see in which points they are weak in that kind of set pieces defensive strategy, and then we have a lot of files about how we can attack that kind of zone defense or individual marking defense. So you have different kind of actions that we know that can be successful. So we have that meeting with Alberto, we decide which is the right ones for that game, and then we start to do that.
And also, like you said, Alberto asked you to take more responsibility in set pieces and dead ball situations. So what do you think makes the two of you as a team so complementary to each other?
And also, what are the other roles that you take?
Yeah. I mean, with Alberto, we meet each other in the university when we were studying to be physical coach a long time ago, more than 20 years ago. And then I was in the Barcelona Youth Academy, and he was in the Barcelona first team. But because of our relation, he decides that I can join them in Galatasaray. So it means that it was 8 years ago. So for the last 8 years, we have been working together. My first role was as a physical coach, but after that, I became also assistant coach. What it means that is that after 8 years of working with somebody, you really know how he can help to you to do the things. So in that point, it has been really easy always. I mean, there is a plan, and we do the plan together. All of us know the portion of the work that he has to do, and we are happy with that.
So apart from the set pieces, what are the other roles that you have?
Yeah, of course, in the training there is a lot of things to do. For example, in Europe we use it a lot, that it's when you have to explain the exercise to the players and ask the rules of the exercise for that specific work, normally is the assistant coach who is doing that. So he's giving the big information to the players. And then the head coach is the one who is analyzing from out of the scenario and making the tactical corrections that are important to improve the level of the team. So it's more or less that kind of work, you know. It has become very famous. We are talking about 20 years ago, how Alex Ferguson started like this in Manchester United. I mean that he was like the boss, you know. Just out of the exercise and making the really important decisions to say to the players. So it's that kind of work that is happening now in all the big teams in Europe. So we're doing that with Alberto, and yeah, we feel happy the way it works.
And in Barcelona, you said you worked with the youngsters coming up. So when you came here and you, because you worked with the youngsters, you can analyze what's their strength quite quickly. So when you came here and you saw the squad, what did you make of it, and how much have they improved since? How happy are you with that?
We are very happy because it's not easy. I mean, the club has been working with a coach that was getting a lot of success to the institution because he creates a winner team. But because of our way to understand the game, we decide that we have to play in another way. So it means that the players have only 2 months to change that kind of winner mentality for another winner mentality. And of course, in the middle, in the way, it can have problems, because when you know that something is working and you want to change, if there is one friendly game that you lose here at home, maybe you can feel wow, we are not in the right way anymore. But we are happy because the pre-season works for that. I mean, we were having some games here. We were having some difficult games against Iben Ozon, the team in the second league. They make us a lot of problems. But we see that the players was trusting in the kind of game that we want to give to them, and we feel really happy that now we reach the final with a nice way to play. So it means that everybody have seen that the work behind also is giving good results. That's the important thing.
You spoke about that you analyze the weaknesses of your opponents prior hand and try to exploit that. So looking forward to Air Force Club for the final, have you had a look at how Air Force Club plays and what are their weaknesses that the team would like to exploit?
Yes, we already have done that. I hope that interview is not going to be listened in Iraq.
Could you give a fair idea of how Air Force Club?
You don't have to give specifics.
None of us know how, what kind of a team they are and how they play.
And basically, we're trying to find out more about that team for us.
of course. I'm just joking. Yeah, no. They are a very fighter team. You know, they are big guys. His physiology is more stronger than the Indian physiology, so they bring the game to that kind of one against one actions, you know, with a lot of tackles, with a lot of runnings. They are really, really physical team, and they play a 4-4-2 system, don't making a lot of variations in the game, not even if they are losing or if they are winning. So yeah, we are working in that kind of strategy against that system.
West Asian sides are usually known to be very physical, and you said Air Force Club is also pretty physical. So how is Bengaluru planning to tackle that problem?
Your knowledge will also be, worked in that part. So.
Yeah, but even with Johor, you saw that at the end we were managing the game. I mean, both games, even in their stadium. I mean, if you got the ball, the other team can be very physical, but if they have to run behind the ball and not even getting to contact you because you play the ball faster, then the muscle situation becomes not a problem. I mean, it looks the football in the 90s, it looks that it was going in a very physical way, but then appear these crazy little guys like Xavi, Iniesta, Messi, all these guys, and bring the game to another situation. So, of course, we are not comparing our club with Barcelona or Spanish national team, but when we were in Spain with Alberto analyzing the kind of team that we were going to sign here in India, we saw that we have a lot of talented players. We really have some of the best players in India. So we know that with these players and with the right transfers, foreigner transfers, we could manage a team that was enjoying to play with the ball. And again, we feel happy to see that against a big team like Johor, with a very, very expensive foreign of players, with a very experienced local players playing with the national team of Malaysia, with a lot of games, we were managing the game. And they were over us in the psychological question, because they were beating us all the games before. But I think that the first 30 minutes in Malaysia and Johor, they were in shock because they were not getting the ball against us. We were winning the middle of the pitch, putting 5 players in that situation, and they were playing only 4 players against our 5 players, and they were losing the ball. So We think that against Iraq, we can try to put the game at that situation, that we have the ball and they have to run behind
Coach,
us.
Coach, you just said about the correct transfers, that the foreign transfers you have to bring in. So what did you see in Watson, Rubio and Yohanan that that you brought them over here?
Yeah, we were thinking about the kind of games that we can find in that AFC Cup, and we were realizing that the rest of the teams are strong teams, of course, they are in that kind of competition because they are strong. So we should have that kind of games very, very equal. So it means that a game can be 0-0, 1-1, 1-0, not a lot of goals. So if you build a potent defensive team, you can go for that kind of close result, and you can, for example, the first eliminatory was very clear, no? We just get that very, very little result, but the goal that we scored here at home was enough to go on in the classification. So we saw that that kind of offensive job can be well done by our Indian players, like Vinit, Sunil, Eugene, Alwin, Len, Odanta, Daniel, that kind of offensive players can do that role. But if we have a defensive structure with the two central defenders and the two midfielders in the center making a box of four players with a very, very clear message and the way that they have to play the game, we saw that they can make us stronger in that kind of games. And we are happy that we only receive just these few goals in that competition until now.
Is that one of the reasons that y'all didn't go for a foreign striker? Because usually when a foreign coach comes in, he tends to go for a foreign striker.
In India, that is the norm. We always have a foreign striker.
Yeah, it was the strategy plan for that AFC Cup, yeah. But we have to see now, after that competition, what is going to happen for the next Indian League. But for that competition, the plan was like this, and we are happy to reach the final because it means that the plan was working on.
So you spoke about the two midfielders and the two. So that's basically the spine of your team. So, and then when you saw the Indian players before signing, you said you saw a lot of talent. So after you came, so how receptive were they to the ideas? And because we haven't had that many good foreign coaches in India, so how much eager were they to get information, and how were they receptive? How was that exchange with the coach?
I think that the work done before in that club is very good, because the players are very professional. I mean, they understand that we were demanding a different kind of game, and from the first day they were helping us, they were supporting us, and they were doing really a very good job. And I have to say that behind of that also there is one player like Sunil, that he's a natural leader. He's a person that understands how is the game from inside, and that it's making that team big from inside, you know. I mean, the players are really like a big family, and they really do the right things to learn the way that the staff team wants to work.
So how big a help was that, considering that for 3 years there were people like Reno, like John Johnson, Sunil, who have been there for 3 years? Did they act as the bridge between the new thing and the old
history? Yeah. Of course, there is some names that are important in the team because they have been playing so many games, and they also are that kind of natural leaders. So in any global situation that you are interacting with a lot of people, there is always that kind of crucial people that has to support the rest of the people to go in the same direction. And we are lucky that we have that kind of people here in the club.
With your roots in Barcelona, who play a certain way since Cruyff decided this is the way to go, and then you had Van Gaal and Guardiola, who's doing the same in Bayern, now in Man City, and now you are also bringing similar kind of position this thing. So what is the thing in that philosophy that these coaches who are coming from Barcelona are so keen to implement everywhere?
Well, because we have been football players and we enjoy to play with the ball. That's the reason behind, no? That if you have the ball, you are having a happy time. If you have to run behind the ball, you get crazy. So the important thing is that in Barcelona, for example, before Frank Rijkaard came to Barcelona, the team was 5 years, five complete years, without any title. So a big club like Barcelona supporting that idea with no titles, it means that the board members, the people in taking decisions, is having the enough passion to believe in that kind of project. And I have to say also that here in the club, I think that the decisions that are taking for the people over us, I mean from Mandar and Mustafa, are decisions taking in a long way term, you know. They don't get anxious about the results, they have an idea and they are working that idea. So it makes things easy for the people who is working every day in the training session. I think that India needs that kind of way of work to enjoy more about the game, because as I can see in the Indian Super League games, there is a lot of supporters, but I can see that the games are not at the level that the supporters can enjoy in a way that we're enjoying at the moment in Europe. So if we can give them some more quality, I think that it's going to be a boom in India about football. So it's good. It's good that the teams try to play that kind of different ways, because it's going to make the game bigger.
Not to compare with the European level of football, how far do you think we are with the kind of players that we have at the moment? How much of a gap do you think there is?
Well, it takes time. Of course, it takes some time to feel comfortable in the big tournaments. But the other day that we was in Mumbai watching the national team game against Puerto Rico, it was a nice game. I mean, you can see the players playing nice football and getting 4 goals. So I mean, I think that the little steps can give the country that idea that we can develop and be a big nation of football. So one little step is that kind of games with the national team, nice show, nice scores, nice results. And another important point is things like Bengaluru reaching the final of the AFC. I mean, little steps that make people believe that there is more new steps to do.
So you have been in different countries, like in Spain, and then you went to Saudi, Galatasaray, and then El Salvador, India. So what is one thing that attracted you to different cultures, and what prompted you to come to India?
Yeah, it's always interesting to see the kind of project that they are offering to you, and to try to dream about what is possible to do with that kind of project. And from the first time that Bengaluru board members told to us, we saw that there was some interesting things to do here. One was with the Asian Cup. Another one is the new project with the Indian Super League becoming one league with the league. So if it's happening, I think that things are going to be better for the football in India, and we can help a little bit being a part of that. So it's a nice scenario to try to do your best work.
And your experiences in different countries like Saudi?
Yeah, every time is different. I mean, in Saudi Arabia, it was more a decision of Frank Rijkaard than not our decision. So we were making a technical staff, and we were very happy to work with him, because he's a fantastic professional. You can learn every day from him. So at that moment, when he said, there is that project in Saudi Arabia, do you want to join it with me? We said yes, because we feel really happy in that kind of a scenario. We were working at that moment to try to reach the World Cup 2010 at that moment. No, 2014 at that moment. So yeah, it was a very interesting games, you know, against Australia, against Thailand, against Oman. So we were trying to reach a nice project to arrive to a World Cup. And then in El Salvador, it was different, because it was the first situation for Alberto to be the main coach. And when we signed, next week we were playing against Spain, that is our country, so it was a very special thing for us. And then against Ivory Coast, that they were preparing the World Cup 2014. So it means that just the two first games were so nice to play and nice to try to read what is going to happen in the game and to try to do your best, that we said, yeah, it's a nice opportunity to be coaching at that level. And we did a fantastic job. I mean, it was 1 year and a half working with El Salvador national team, but we have to play against big teams. So, for example, we play against Argentina. And when you know that you have to do something to avoid the Messi success, the Aguero success, the Higuain success, it gives you a kind of mental work that you love in your job, because it's really come on, the most normal thing when you are a very weak national team is that these guys scores you maybe 5, 6, 7 goals. So we were doing a kind of job that Salvador people was very happy with us, because all that kind of big games we always have a very decent result, you know. So at the end you feel happy to give that kind of instructions to your players, and that there in the pitch make something that makes the country proud. So it was fantastic to take the decision at that moment. And then in India we are also happy to see that are things happening to make people enjoying the game. So yeah, we will keep doing that kind of decisions as far as we feel happy with the experience. Yeah.
This is one final trivia. I read you used to write a blog. I read a piece on Arda Turan that you
Yeah.
He was there when you were at Galatasaray. He was made a captain at 21. So yeah. Can you just tell me how those experiences were and how he has grown as a player? This is just for my
in Barcelona.
He's in Barcelona. He always wanted to be in Barça.
So. Yes. We were playing that kind of little games, very technical games, and he was always saying to us, hey, we're losing the ball so early, eh? This is not like with Xavi, Iniesta. So you can see that he has a dream to become part of Barcelona, and we feel very happy because he's like a friend for us. We feel very happy that some years later he reached that level and he's now playing with his idols. So it's like a dream become true. So it's nice. He's doing a good job in Barcelona, and I hope that he can win a lot of titles. And
no, he wanted to be like Xavi and Iniesta, but he was under a coach with Simeone who was anything but like that. So how was it? Did he get a chance to interact with
him? We're visiting him in Madrid, you know, watching trainings with Simeone. Simeone is a fantastic worker. I mean, yeah. The trainings are really, really tough and with a high intensity. But in a private way, he said to Alberto and to me, I love to work with Simeone, but I cannot support anymore. I need to play more with the ball. So yeah, he signed it with Barcelona, and he's enjoying every training now. So that's good for him.
And when you were in Barcelona, was there at the time when you would you work with Messi when he was coming up through the ranks?
Yes. I was working with that guys when they were kids.
How was it like? I just read Iniesta's book It's amazingly written, Sidlo. And so can you tell how they were as youngsters? Not so much.
You know what? One of the important things that we have to think about is that football is a game, and that any big player starts playing in a very funny way with the friends, you know, only one ball and enjoying the game. So even in Barcelona, that it's a big structure, they are only kids enjoying with the ball. I mean, there is nothing else than that, to play, to have fun playing, and to try to teach them the right way to become professionals. At that point, I think that the important thing that is happening in the first world of football, I mean, big countries like Germany, England, Spain, blah blah blah, all that kind of very professional countries. What they do is that you as a kid has to play really big games when you are 10 years old, 12 years old. You have to manage that kind of under press situations against Real Madrid, against Liverpool, against Juventus. I was a football academy player when I was young, and I remember my finals of European competition against Inter Milano. So you are only 12 years old and you are playing against a team that you know that they are going to put you in a very, very hard situation to win that game. So what I'm talking about that is that unfortunately in India the football level is still not so big to make that kind of competitions. So the players arrive to 19, 20 years old, like we have Daniel, Nishu, Zwala, Gursinkat, all that players, and they, of course, they have been playing football, they have been doing some tours in Europe, but they are not playing official competitions in the top level, trying to get titles when they are 15 years old, 16, 17 years old. So it's something that from the federation should be growing up step by step again. I mean, it's not easy, it's not like, okay, in 1 year we change everything, but making the game bigger year after year, trying to give that kind of experience to the young players, because it's the way to become later a professional that can play in that kind of big scenarios. If you have that kind of learnings when you are 14 years old, 16 years old, it's the moment that you have to get that kind of experience.
I hope this is the last one, because now that you reminded, I had actually written down whether to ask you, do Indians start very late, like even 18 is late, because we find that Messi came to Barca
30
years old, and now you find 9-year-olds being called the next Messi, next Ibrahimovic and things like that. So how early is too early, and how much is the right age?
Yeah, it's not easy to find the right age, because the development of every player is going to be different. I mean, sometimes you take somebody from his family, from his country even, and he's not becoming a professional football player, so maybe he's missing a lot of things about his family life, about his opportunities to be a good student or to be a good professional in another kind of sector. So it's not easy to say this is the right age. But what it's for sure very clear is that competition develop the player. So if you have a good competition when you are 12 years old, you have more chances to become a good player, because the opponent is making you in troubles that you have to solution it. If you have a very easy opponent, then there is no problem. You win every game 8-0 and you are not learning so much that if you are losing a lot of games because the other opponent is tougher than you. So this is my idea about that. I mean, I'm not saying that here in India they have to start with moving guys from one state to another state, you know, to play football. It's not that. My point is that the strong competition will make the player stronger. That's it.
Do you need last questions?
One last question. About Air Force Club, are there any players to watch out for, according to you? Any opponent players that you should be wary of?
I didn't understand the question.
Any players to watch out for, like any top players from Air Force Club that you can name?
In the Iraqi team. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there is that. The top scorer of the competition now is one of their players, the number 10. He has scored 15 goals in all the competitions. So it means that we have been watching videos of him, of course. He's that kind of a striker that when he has an option, he's very good getting goals with the head and with the legs. So we have to take care of him.
Well, that was our conversation with Carlos, the assistant manager of Bengaluru FC. I hope you all enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed talking to him.
Yes, it is a very... we were thrilled after the conversation.
Exactly.
To when we managed to write pages and pages with the quotes that he had given us. It was a great interview, and we'll bring you more in the near future as and when we can.
Yeah, exactly. For next episode, there's quite a few things lined up.
Yes.
Not revealing anything, so...
Yeah, because anybody who's following knows there's a lot of happened in this week, and you can expect that podcast early
next week.
Yeah.
Until then, have a great time and enjoy the game.